From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Monetary Fund says that debt-ridden Greece's financial plight is even worse than it first thought as the country heads to Sunday's vote on whether to accept lenders' demands for more austerity in exchange for new bailout loans. Alex Nicol of the International Institute of Strategic Studies in London on any common ground the European Union in Athens might have.
I think we have to look at what the ultimate aims of both sides are. And I do think that both sides do genuinely want to keep Greece within the euro, the common currency of 19 European countries.
Right now, Greece is to cut off from further European aid after failing on Tuesday to meet a midnight deadline for repaying $1.8 billion to the International Monetary Fund. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed nearly 150 people in attacks in northeastern Nigeria. In the worst attack, officials say 97 were killed in the town of Kuwawa, that is near Lake Chad. In a separate incident, militants invaded a village near the town of Monguno, killing 48. Both towns are in Borno State, the epicenter of the six-year Boko Haram insurgency. A senior Islamic State fighter from Tunisia has been killed in a U.S. drone strike in Syria. Tariq bin Tahar Alwani al-Harzi helped raise funds for Islamic State militants, oversaw efforts to bring in foreign fighters, and was dubbed the Emir of Suicide Bombers by the U.S. State Department. U.S. military spokesman said al-Harzi was killed in the U.S. strike on June 16th. This is VOA News. Iranian negotiators in Vienna are sending mixed signals about the pace of talks with Western powers on the country's nuclear program. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says negotiators are still seeking agreement.
Well, what I would say is that the work goes on. You're going to see over the next few days ministers coming and ministers going to maintain the momentum of these discussions. I don't think we're at any kind of breakthrough moment yet, but the work is continuing. We will do whatever we need to do to keep the momentum.
Meanwhile, the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog organization met with Iranian officials in Tehran on Thursday in the latest effort to resolve long-standing questions about Iran's nuclear program. In Bangladesh, security forces have arrested 12 suspected militants, including two top leaders of an al-Qaeda affiliate that started in South Asia last year. The militant group had claimed responsibility for killing two bloggers who campaigned against conservative Islam in Bangladesh. Ajna Pasricha reports.
Officials of Dhaka's anti-terrorism unit, the Rapid Action Battalion, announced the arrests Thursday following a series of raids that started the previous day and continued until midnight. Major Maksudul Alam, spokesman of RAB, says some of the suspects were taken into custody at the rail station, while others were apprehended at their hideouts in the capital, Dhaka. Those arrested include Mainul Islam, who is chief coordinator of Al-Qaeda in the Indian subcontinent, and Zafar Amin, who is an advisor to the group. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
British oil company BP agreed Thursday to pay $18.7 billion to settle the damage claims from the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. In an agreement reached with the U.S. Justice Department and five U.S. Gulf Coast states, BP said it would pay about $1 billion a year over the next 18 years. Pam Bondi is the Attorney General for the state of Florida.
A little more than 5 years ago, our state and our entire Gulf region woke up to a story that shocked our nation. An oil spill that not only threatened states that depend on the Gulf for their economic livelihood, but also resulted in the loss of 11 lives.
Over several weeks, more than 3 million barrels of oil spewed into the Gulf before authorities were able to cap the well. You can get more news by going to the Internet. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.